signals left. A blonde in a black BMW slows down and lets him change lanes for the turn onto Putnam Avenue. She takes a second glance as he makes the turn. I just don't get it. Tom had written a check for the full amount to buy the Mercedes, more than $130,000. He'd briefly negotiated on the price. He is a derivatives trader, after all. But the effort was only half-hearted. The point is that he no longer needs to haggle. After all these years, the 18-hour days and seemingly endless running of models and computations have finally paid off. Commissions, bonuses, and promotions have come his way. His credit cards are no longer issued by Kmart and Kohl's, but by Neiman Marcus and Saks. The little home he and Brandy shared has been exchanged for a 6,500-square-foot estate, which doesn't include the pool house. It's not supposed to feel like this. Tom and Brandy are members of the most prestigious country club in Greenwich. They and their two kids summer on Nantucket and ski Breckenridge over the kids' winter breaks. Tom is 55 years old, and at last everything is coming together the way it's supposed to. He's in position to enter early retirement and enjoy his golden years. The Mercedes is the final jewel in the crown, a symbol of all he's achieved and become. So why do I feel so empty? He steers onto Stonebridge Court, maneuvers past the manicured lawns and iron gates, and pulls into his driveway. His hands shake slightly as he presses the automatic garage door opener and aims for the middle space in the immaculate three-car garage. Even in the dim light, the Mercedes glows. Tom turns off the engine and stares out the windshield for a full minute. Then he covers his face with his hands and begins to cry. Defining the problem. Can you relate to Gary or Tom? Maybe you're a guy who, like Gary, has watched the recession or some other catastrophe chew up your well-laid retirement plans like a paper shredder. You're frustrated with your situation and sparring with your spouse, yet you sense deep down that the real problem is something quite different. Maybe you click with Tom's story. You've been devoted to your career for decades. You've made fortunate financial choices and are now set up to enjoy the retired life. However, your meaning, identity, and security have gotten too wrapped up in your success, prestige, and nest egg. Something inside is telegraphing that this is hollow, that you may have missed an important turn along the way, that all is not well. Or you may have been retired for a while now, but the daily rounds are the...